process.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore, please.
Thank you. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings at this time. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendation to Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the Council and Commission hearings. Mr. President, the first matter is a public hearing on the issuance of authorization of $1,900,000 of general obligation bonds. And Mr. Whitehouse, is there a report from the PNC or is this straight here? This was just straight here, was it not? Then Mr. Medlars is going to give a short presentation.
Thank you, Councillor, and good afternoon, County Council. So, you've heard the presentation a few weeks ago. You made some modifications, obviously, reflecting your introduction of the ordinance and your consideration of the other actions required in order to issue the debt service. So let me give you the 60-second version. That is the conclusion of the Herring Creek, which was a $20.5 million project initially. Supplemental funding was needed for the last phase to be awarded. The supplemental funding application was filed and concurred. A letter of conditions was issued and countersigned by our administration in the amount of $1.9 million for 1.5% interest. And overall, the project stands now at $22 million and change, and we have about just below $5 million in grant funding. So it looks like it's about just under a quarter, i.e. 25% in grant funding overall. And the project was cut into three funding phases because USDA cannot fund any phase above $10 million. So you wonder, why are we here four times? So it's not because Ms. Jennings and I want to tie up your agenda. So you have introduced a couple months ago, the ordinance, and the hearing is today. So I turn it back over to the counselor.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance? Anyone here that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, is there anyone listening online that may want to opine on this matter? Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,900,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of an extension of sanitary sewer services to Herring Creek and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
And there is a resolution that has to follow up. And Mr. Medlars, I told you it wasn't, but it is actually typed under the ordinance that you do have a resolution that's part of this action.
When it was listed on the original agenda item that we have a supplemental USDA loan resolution, which is required to be passed for each loan piece we have. So we have three of these already. This would be the fourth one, and that will be for the full amount of $1.9 million. The other ones are for the respective three previous loans. So we do have a motion for you to consider.
Well, does that need to, is that a separate issue?
That it is listed.
It doesn't read on here about that.
It is listed on here, USDA loan resolution for Herring Creek area, and that's all he is reading, is that resolution. And then we would act on that.
Okay.
So it is titled the Loan Resolution in Association with County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, and improving, extending the sewer, Herring Creek sewer services.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Next.
Yes. Next, Mr. President, the next conditional use 2311 was deferred. It's not being heard today. So
correct.
The next one on the agenda is conditional use number 2312. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 0.65 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 730 feet northwest of Speedway Road, which is Sussex County Route 325. The 911 address is 24207 and 24217 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 38.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of a staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we also have a copy of an email received on behalf of the applicant. I would note that we received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 11th of this year, and at the meeting of August 25th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons stated and subject to the eight recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant or the representative, you come forward, sir, and give us your name and address, and then explain what you're proposing.
Sure. My name is Matthew Wiley. I'm the general manager for G. Fidel. Do you want the address for the building or my personal home address?
The address for the building.
24217 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, Delaware. We purchased the building, about a year ago, making it a showroom and office for our roofing and siding business. Before that, it was a Shoreline Electric, and I guess they did not have the proper zoning or the residential, whatever, agricultural. So we went through this process to get it done the proper way. So we're just asking approval for it so we can continue to run our, business down here and grow in Sussex County.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Are you okay with all the conditions?
Yes.
Do you have adequate parking there? What kind of hours do you run?
We run 7:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. There's plenty of parking there. We just had the whole place, it was redone inside and outside. The parking lot was repaved, so there's 13 parking spots there now, so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You can have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online or remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there are currently no one online.
Thank you. Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. As Mr. Morgan, a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 0.65 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through H.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I have a vote yes based on the recommendations and conditions offered by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also will vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by Planning and Zoning.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's reasons and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Next.
The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2313. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a realty office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Savannah Road, which is Route 9, approximately 0.16 mile northeast of Westcoats Road, which is Route 12. The 911 address is 1528 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 49.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibits and photographs. We have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we've received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 11th of this year, and at the meeting of August 25th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons stated and subject to the eight recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Pete.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mackenzie Pete with Baird Mandalas Brockstead, Federico and Cardea. I'm here on behalf of applicant John Ford. Mr. Ford's a real estate broker with REMAX Associates Delaware, and he submitted his conditional use application on September 8, 2021 to pursue a conditional use of land in AR1 for a real estate office. As stated, this property is located at 1528 Savannah Road. and near the intersection of what's commonly known as Five Points. This particular site's the previous location of Henlopen Grange number 20, which some of you may be familiar with. Mr. Ford purchased this property on June 11, 2021, as evidenced in the deed that's included in the exhibit packet. And the current site has an existing building and adequate parking in the front yard setback that you can see. Properties adjacent to the site are zone B1 and AR1. And as noted in the memorandum prepared by planning staff, there's been 8 conditional uses within this, within a quarter mile radius, of this site. And those uses include professional offices, hair studios, medical offices, and multifamily uses. The applicant appeared before the commission on August 11, 2022, and on August 25, the commission recommended approval of Mr. Ford's conditional use application. That motion carried 5-0. And the applicants reviewed the commission's recommended conditions of approval and has no recommended edits to that and accepts them as is and appreciates your consideration of their conditional use.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nothing else.
Okay, if you have a seat.
I have a question.
Sure. Mr. Schaefer,
I'm sorry.
And I don't know whether it's for Ms. Pete or Mr. Whitehouse. Condition E, dumpster, I know that's probably a generic comment. Does that include trash receptacles? Because they're not getting a dumpster in that backyard. I was there the other day, and that building is almost property line to property line. There's no way to get a truck around behind that building.
I mean, sometimes we've used the word trash enclosures and dumpsters interchangeably. So if you wanted the condition to be broader,
well, I think the applicant ought to be concerned that if somebody complained, you know, a year from now that they had a, you know, 2 trash, you know, plastic trash receptacles out in the front parking lot and that was violation, it might be a problem. I mean, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but it might be a problem.
So you would suggest instead of dumpsters, it state any trash receptacles shall be located in the rear?
Well, I don't, the problem is I don't know how they're going to get in the rear. It's going to be great. It looks like there's a little bit of real estate there on the east side of that building, but there's really not. I mean, maybe it should, and again, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, but maybe it should say, you know, any trash receptacles should be enclosed in a screened.
Screened from view.
Yeah. I just don't want them to get in trouble. Somebody file a complaint in a year.
As long as
stuff happens.
As long as it's clear, it's enforceable, so that would be workable. So.
And I also have comments about signs occasionally. That building sits way back off the road, mm-hmm. and the condition restricts them to only one sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how everybody else feels, but I don't think it's inappropriate to have a sign out on Savannah, maybe a sign on the building if they so choose. But
the applicant would like to have a sign that's in compliance with AR1 requirements. I know that there was a comment made at commission level, though, that the Henlopen Grange sign was blocked at site lines leaving that site. And the applicant's aware that that's an issue, but they do intend to have some kind of sign in the front yard there, obviously compliant with AR1 requirements. My client's not here for me to speak with him about that, but I can obviously bring that up.
All right. I'll just make the I would make the recommendation to the council about the trash enclosure, and that's it.
And the way that would read, if we'll finish the public hearing, any trash receptacles shall be screened from view by neighboring properties and roadways. Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions? If not, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone else that would like to comment on this matter favorably or unfavorably? Anyone else like to comment? Seeing no one here, operator, can you check if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public record on this matter, and if council desires, close the public hearing, and if council desires, close public record.
I think what you meant. We will close public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. And we have an amendment to deal with first. So,
yes.
You want to read the.
Sure. 7E. There's, I believe, will be a motion to amend to make it read, any trash receptacles shall be screened from view by neighboring properties and roadways.
Okay, motion, Mr. Schaefer.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Mrs. Green, any questions on this? This is, we're going to vote only on the amendment. We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title and.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for a realty office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through H, excuse me, H, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes, based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green?
Yes, based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes, based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations with conditions as amended.
Mr. Hudson?
I also vote yes, based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning as amended.
I also vote yes, based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning and the conditions as amended. Motion carried. Have a great afternoon. Entertain motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.